Right now, if a tenant leaves possessions behind after they move, Wisconsin law makes a landlord put them in storage. The landlord has to notify tenants and can charge them storage costs. And after 30 days, the landlord can get rid of their stuff. This bill would let landlords throw away a tenant's personal property on day one without any notice. The landlord could also sell the property and keep the profits for themselves. It's being backed by apartment associations and the state's realtors, and fought by groups that represent low-income residents and students, among others. Republicans were largely silent when it passed the Senate this week on a party-line vote. Democrats, like Lena Taylor of Milwaukee, repeatedly questioned the need for the bill.
You may not be in a position to be evicted today, but you never know. And even if you aren't, where is your sense of decency?
The plan would also give landlords more discretion to withhold security deposits. It would also require tenants to pay a landlord's attorney fees in any lawsuits involving a lease, barring a court order that says otherwise. And it would also prevent the state's Consumer Protection Agency from advancing administrative rules that tilt the balance back toward renters. Assembly Republicans have used a procedural tactic that will prevent minority Democrats from blocking the plan. That would let them send it to the governor's desk before time runs out on this legislative session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.